CFB Borden, the Minister of National Defense, says he understands the unique challenges members of Canada's armed forces face when it comes to housing. During a news conference at the local military base on Thursday morning to announce the opening of a new training accommodation building, an apartment, and other housing programs across the country, Defense Minister Bill Blair said frequent moves and the struggle to find a new place to live, often in an unfamiliar community, are obstacles military personnel can live without. To ensure that members of the Canadian Armed Forces can do the critical work we ask of them, they must be well supported throughout their entire military career, Blair said. That means making sure they have safe, affordable, and comfortable housing no matter where they are posted. The Department of National Defense, through the Canadian Armed Forces Housing Agency, says it will build 668 new residential units and renovate more than 600 additional units across the country. Two of the initiatives are CFB at Borden, including the Canberra Accommodation Building, a $50 million project that features 350 modern sleeping quarters, common lounge areas, study areas, laundry rooms and storage and office spaces for recruits who will train at CFB Borden, as well as the future construction of 120 new residential housing units. The other housing construction projects will take place in Gagetown in New Brunswick, Halifax in Nova Scotia, Valcartier in Quebec, Trenton, Kingston and Petawawa in Ontario, Edmonton in Alberta, and Esquimalt in British Columbia. Blair said those locations have been selected because they have the highest number of incoming armed forces members and the most members on long-term training. CFB Borden, it was noted, is the training ground for almost 20,000 military members every year, as well as being home to 35 military units and more than 5,000 stationed personnel. Blair said construction on 6 residential units is already underway in Edmonton. He expects all of the builds to be complete within the next few years. Lieutenant Gen. Lise Borgen, Commander of Military Personnel Command and Chief of Military Personnel, said housing is more than just a roof over somebody's head, it's the foundation of the community, a community that strives for stability in an unstable world. As a commander, my responsibility is to ensure that the welfare of our members in uniform is prioritized in all aspects of their lives, both professionally and personally, Borgen said. Housing is indeed a cornerstone of that well-being. It is not simply about providing shelter, it's about creating space where our personnel can thrive, where family feels supported and where the stability of home life allows our service members to focus on their demanding role without unnecessary distraction or worry, she added. Borgen said the projected improvements at CFB Borden, and across the broader military network, reflects the military's commitment to enhancing the quality of life of its members and their families. She said the improvements are designed to address the long-term needs of armed forces personnel to ensure they have the proper environment to succeed in their career and sustain a healthy work-life balance. It's important to remember these plans are not just about the physical infrastructure, Borgen said. They are about the broader support system we owe those who dedicate themselves to serving this country. We are aware that the need for modern, comfortable, and accessible housing has been a key concern for our personnel, and the improvements announced today will be a direct response to those concerns.